Hi, good afternoon. My name is Joe with the Tax Relief. How are you doing today?
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, sir. Yes. My name is Joe with the Tax Relief. We're just offering assistance. Are you still seeking help with your taxes?
Yeah, I have some back filings and there's some other taxes I'm trying to deal with as far as dealing with 1099A's, 1099C's.
Ooh,
I need a 4490 form. Because actually I'm going through a court case right now and I've sent out form 56 forms.
Okay. Wait. You said court date?
Court case. I requested the bond from the prosecutor, which he has failed to present. So now I'm in the process of filling I have a bunch of bonds that I have to take care of, the 240, what man, 241, the 25, the 25. I got them written down. It's a lot. They're not requiring it. So what I'm doing, I need, assistance possibly with the form 211 because I'm filling out a whistleblower's form.
Yes, sir.
And I need it.
My question is, sorry to interrupt you. I just want to know, this is a child case thing?
Well, ultimately, it's going to end up being a child case.
Second
time. Right.
Okay.
There was a situation, without going into too much detail, I share a child with a young lady.
Okay.
And she has a younger son.
Oh.
And we've been going back and forth. It was a situation where the younger son touched my daughter.
Okay.
I was present there. She denied the fact. So we get in. So, you know, time goes past. She's supposed to be getting child therapy.
Okay.
We have a confrontation. She accused me of assault again to cover up
man.
The fact. Yeah, this is the second time she's done it. But my problem is with the United States government was that they never presented their bond, which prevents them from having a tax liability and what they're trying. And because they failed to do that, and fails to permit these documents to be put on the record, that tax liability falls on me. And what I'm telling them is, if I'm not aware of it, and they don't do what they're supposed to do, because I want to say it's 26 USC.
How are you going to tell? I mean, how are you going to know if they don't give you no paperwork, nothing like that, sir?
Exactly. But the thing about it is, it's plausible deniability if I don't request it. And most people don't request that information.
Right. Right, right.
So the fact that I requested it and they're not giving it to me, the fact that they're in possession, because I have all the documentation postmarked, I'm in the process of scanning everything in now.
Okay.
I think I've supplied them over 250 documents worth of 50 pages worth of documentation, on top of the fact that I also terminated my fiduciary. My fiduciary authority through a form 56, and I applied it to the judge. I applied it to because they're trying to under Article 1, so they have to take that liability on it. I requested they apply it under Article 3 to avoid constraints, so I appointed them fiduciary. So unfortunately, I have court tomorrow, so I'm gonna have them present that on the record.
All right. Yeah, do that. Take care of that.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
So they will try to screw you over. I mean, I ain't going to try to say the bad word. You know, I can't say that.
You're
but
right.
I just, you know, so they will screw you over. So take care of that. After that, I can help you out with the taxes and on file taxes. Because that's a court case. Yeah, we don't get into that. Go take care of that. And when you're ready, just give me a call back. My name is Joe, and I'll gladly help you in anything, okay?
Okay. I appreciate it. I'm going to save you in. So I can reach you at this number, right, Joe?
Yes. Oh, okay. This is your number, 202-8459-377.
Yeah, 202-845-9377.
Okay. And your first name is?
Jonathan.
Jonathan. All right, Mr. Jonathan. I'm going to do this. I'm going to save your number, okay? I'll give you, let's give it a week. All right.
I will. All right.
right.
I'll be in contact. Yeah, I'll probably. Hey. It might be sooner than that, but after tomorrow, I'll know for sure what's going on.
You could call me any. You could call this number anytime and just ask for Joe, and they'll gladly help you. They'll transfer me.
All right. Thank you, Joe. I got you locked in.
No problem, Mr. Jonathan. You have a good day. I hope everything works out.
All right, talk to you then.
Yeah, yes, you too. All right, sir.